B-Pod Studios.
I love War of the Roses. Like, I live for it. I make sure I'm ready before 7:50 so I can hear it.
Well, what's going on, guys? I listen to you all the time.
I love you guys, by the way. I listen every morning.
Thank you, Brianna. We love you. And we listen, too. There's a microphone in the car.
I'm kidding. Yeah.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette. Kiss 95.1.
That's right. You heard it. A morning show in the afternoon.
There we go.
We can get used to these hours.
We really can, especially when we have an awesome star joining us, Louis Tomlinson, everyone.
Hello.
Yay, Louis.
Yeah.
How's it going?
First off, we'd like to say thanks to AJ for letting us. This is AJ's time slot.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, AJ, so, mate. Cheers.
Yeah, thanks, AJ, for letting us be part of your afternoon ride home. And welcome, Louis.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
This is the first time we've ever done something like this.
Yeah.
We normally work until about 1:30. 12, 11, 30, 10, whatever.
Yeah,
I liked how you backed that down really quick.
But the truth is, if we have an artist come in, like we go to like our media room and do like a private thing, and we come on the radio the next day and talk about it. But for you to come in and sit on the radio live with us for the next 5 hours is amazing. So thank you.
5 hours?
He's like, I think I just signed it for one.
Man. But listen, this hour is going to be all about you. We're going to have people call in and talk to you. Cool. We have questions. Our social media has been on fire with people wanting to ask you so many questions. We've had listeners stalking the radio station. When I pulled in...
Why use the word stalking?
That's offensive, man.
Crowding the station.
Hanging.
But they pulled in, and they're excited because I walked in, and I'm like, it's a Ford Taurus. He's not here. He's not in this car. There's going to be a different vehicle he arrives in.
That's so cool, man. We're here. Louis's here to promote his new album, Walls, which is coming out in 2020 at the end of January.
Yeah. Very excited. Very excited.
We're actually going to play the new single coming up here in just a little bit. Don't Let It Break Your Heart. Excited to hear that.
Fresh out.
I'd also like you to pick some songs for us to play this hour, too.
How many do you want me to pick?
I don't know. Like, what's your...
My go-to at the moment in terms of... But do you want new music? Because that's why I struggle
a little bit. Not necessarily.
Okay,
that's what I'm saying.
Cool.
What are you into?
Well, I make a playlist on Spotify, right? But as well as Spotify, there's this playlist, and I always tell everyone they've got to listen to it. It's on Apple Music as well, right? It's on Apple Music, and it's called Kebab on the Night Bus. Kebab on the Night Bus, right? And it's just full of bangers.
Okay.
Kebab on the Night Bus?
Kebab on the Night Bus, yeah. It's that moment when, you know, you've been on a night out, you've got your kebab at the end of the bus. What do you want to listen to? Banger after banger.
Okay.
Kebab.
Am I, like, so out of touch? I don't know what kebab means.
Yeah, no,
you don't know what kebab is. It kebab
is that
sick?
Dabbing? I don't know.
I know. What
it's
is
definitely
that?
Not dabbing. No, I'm not a fan of that. A kebab, it's like, what kind of meat? Is it lamb meat? Is it lamb?
Are you saying it's lamb?
Okay. It's like food. Okay,
I got you.
I got you.
Chicken kebabs.
There we go. There we go.
Oh, my gosh.
We told you this was going to be an amazing hour, you guys.
Yeah,
we're off to a banging start.
I was like, is it something the kids are saying now?
Stupid.
I thought it was a barbecue. Dude, anyway, growing up, where did you grow up in England?
Grew up in a place called Doncaster. It's a town. It's about 20 minutes away from where Arctic Monkeys grew up in Sheffield. So, there's not really a lot going on where I'm from. We've got a race course. We've got an amazing swimming baths. That's about it, really.
What did you grow up like? Because I grew up, I set up a little radio station in my room.
Cool.
And I had a little
microphone.
And now here I am. I've made it big. Wife is texting me to come home already. I got kids. You know, is Louis done yet? She wants to know. Real life is outside. But really, like, did you grow up singing? Like, were you like a hairbrush in the mirror type guy and recording yourself doing vocals?
I think it takes a second to find that being from places like where I grew up because. It's not that there's not a lot of creative people, but it's kind of frowned upon a little bit, you know, being creative and kind of putting yourself out there like that. So it wasn't really something that was on my radar until I was about maybe 14 or 15. I did like a performance at school.
Hmm.
Some guy just said, do you want to be in my band? He'd never heard me sing, but I was like, yeah, okay, I'll give it a go. You know what I mean? I'll give it a go.
Did you play an instrument?
I didn't.
Some guy asked you to be in his band.
He was a friend of mine.
I don't know if he'd heard me like singing to myself or whatever, but yeah, he just took a chance. And then I did that one performance, and then that's when I was like, this is good. I want a bit of this.
Wow.
One performance.
Mm.
That's amazing. Mm. That's so cool. All right. We're going to do a lot with Louie. We're going to play the new single coming up here in just a little bit. Of course, you could text us. Maybe we'll fire out some questions for you.
We got a lot of Twitter questions as well. If you want to send us a DM on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok at the MRL show, we'll get the messages to them that way.
I was hoping that you might pick like a either 80s new wave song that we can play, a British new wave song.
What about 90s?
90s?
You see, I get that because he talks about 80s stuff and that's too far for me.
and all of you. I'm the oldest. I'm 44, dude.
Yeah, to be fair. Yeah, you've got at least far. 10 years on me. Yeah.
On your radio. WNKS, WNKS, HD1, Charlotte. Hit 'em when the bass drop. A Beasley Media Group station. Home of the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Kiss 95.1, the number one hit music station.
It is the Manny Roy and Loren Morning Show. You are leaving work, and yes, you went in with us, and now you leave with us because we have a special in-studio guest.
Yes, Louie Tomlinson is here, you guys.
Hello. Still in.
And he's working on his song list because for the next 30 minutes or so, we're going to play some songs off your list.
Yeah, cool. You'll be the radio disc jockey. Well,
nice.
Why don't you take over?
Nice. Yeah. I like the power. Yeah, cool.
So we're excited. You got the new single out. The album is coming out January 31st in 2020. Mm-hmm. It's called Walls. Mm-hmm. Was Walls like the name of the album, or was there like a couple names that you were throwing around, or did that just speak to you?
It was more, there's a title on one of the songs on the record. It's called Walls, and it's a song I'm really proud of, probably one of my favorites on the record. So that's kind of why I named the album after it, really. I think it's the strongest song on there. And I thought it was quite a thought-provoking title.
Was it the first name? Because I know some artists go through, like, where they have temporary names. Like, Selena Gomez has her, like, SG2 or whatever it is until she names the album, you know? Was it the first name that you came up with?
Yeah, I think once I started, like, giving it, like, genuine thought of what am I going to name the album, once I had Walls, it was kind of hard to avoid that as a title, really.
Yeah.
With having like a favorite song or just being attached to one song, does it get old when you play it a gazillion times? Because like we do this thing called War of the Roses, one of our biggest bits on our radio show.
We bust cheaters.
And like after the thousandth couple that we've broken up, I'm like, oh gosh, can it take a break?
Yeah.
But people love it. People love it.
Right.
So we do it. So has that ever happened?
Was there a question or is that just a statement?
I know about you guys, though.
Just ask him if he gets sick of his own music.
No. The honest answer to that is I think it's only really songs that you don't love that you're going to feel a bit more of a chore. there's the odd song that I'd done in the band and even, you know, an odd song on my own set that I don't like as much as the rest. And I think eventually that'll get monotonous.
Yeah.
But you know, luckily, I like what I'm making, so.
I love it.
Mm. We are about to play We Made It for the first time ever. We're debuting it on Kiss 95.1.
Amazing.
Here with Manny, Roy, and Loren, and Louie Tomlinson. Tell us a little bit about this one.
So I wrote this song about maybe like 2.5 years ago now. So I've been sat on it for a while, been eager for people to hear it. I wrote it together with Julian Bonetta and John Ryan, who I did a lot of the One Direction stuff with. So it's cool to work with them again. And the song itself, in terms of what it means or what it's supposed to mean, we started off with the title of We Made It. And the lads were asking me, you know, what does that mean to me? And I kind of thought about my first tour show and that feeling of success, but it's collective, that feeling. When I get up there, I hope we're all going to feel it together, me and the fans, because they've been super patient with me. I've taken longer than I anticipated with this album. Yeah. So it's kind of just imagining that first tour show and that feeling that we have mutually that, yeah, we got it, we made it.
So this is for everyone.
Yeah.
We've all made it.
Absolutely, yeah.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
I don't want it to end. I just want to restart it.
Put it on loop.
I know. Oh, man, that's your new song, We Made It. That's amazing.
Oh, thank you.
We are the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show with Kiss 95.1 on your afternoon drive. Louie Tomlinson is joining us here in the studio. We just debuted We Made It here on Kiss 95.1. Amazing.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
It's off the album Walls, by the way, which is going to drop on the 31st of January. Louie also is picking some songs for us. I see. Are we looking for Oasis?
Rock and Roll Star is the first one, Oasis.
Rock and Roll Star? What about Wonderwall?
Come on, lad. Is that the only tune you know?
Yeah. Hey, by the way, we want to thank AJ for letting us come hang here, the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz show, doing something
AJ.
We've never done before, which is hanging out with an artist live on the radio. You could text us. We'll get some questions in to Louie. But with influences, obviously, we're going to hear a couple of them. We're going to play some music that you want to get on the radio from some of your influences. Was Oasis one of them?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, where I grew up in England, that band sound is massive anyway. And Oasis, obviously, the king of that sound. So I think, you know, everyone my age who grew up where I did, everyone knows how great Oasis are. Yeah.
The Lizzo phenomenon.
Yeah.
She's awesome.
Yeah, Lizzo's sick, yeah.
She just came not too long ago. Roy got to go to the show.
I did.
Cool.
And he said it was more than a show. It was just kind of like a whole, it's like a movement, I think
I thought
you said.
She's funny as well,
right? On the mic, like she's funny, yeah.
And she proudly spoke about everything, you know, and then she like really spoke about a lot of issues, and it was great. I loved it.
Yeah, well, we're going to play some Lizzo, and we're going to play some Jonas Brothers, then we're going to come back. We want to talk to you about...
So wait, we're going to go Lizzo, Jonas Brothers... Rock and roll star.
Yes.
I like it.
We're going to play our stuff first.
Right.
And we're going to play your stuff.
Cool.
And then we're going to talk about being invasive in people's bathrooms because we got to find out about you.
I'm very intrigued about that.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right. We're going to get into that. Louis Tomlinson. It's Manny, Roy, and Loren. Loren, how are you handling it over there?
Great.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm just going through some text messages.
It's unbelievable how many people keep asking us so many
tweets,
questions.
Yeah.
Okay, good. We'll get to some answers too. All right. It's a special edition, a 1 hour hang with Manny, Roy, and Loren and Louis Tomlinson. New album, Walls, out January 31st.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's Kiss 95.1 with the Manny, Roy, and the Red Morning Show. AJ has let us take over his show because we have something very special happening right now. Loren, will you announce what we're doing?
Louis Tomlinson is in the studio, and we are so excited he's hanging out with us for the next hour.
Thank you.
Taking some songs, playing some of your new music.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I like getting inside your brain. I like knowing like what goes through your mind, and especially when it comes to writing about the songs and picking the songs. I love that. It's so fascinating to me. You've now been in the South now just for a little bit, and I got to know, with you being in Charlotte, and I know that you've requested tea. Have you ever had sweet tea, like this true Southern sweet
tea? Iced
tea.
Can I just say that you're talking to like the most stubborn person when it comes to tea.
Yeah.
There is only one way you can have tea.
How is it?
It's with an English tea bag called Yorkshire Tea. I'm also from Yorkshire, so hence why I think it's the best. Yorkshire tea bag, quite simple. Put the water in, leave it for about 2 minutes. You've got to leave the tea bag in there for a sec. Get it out, put some milk in, job done. No,
milk.
Nothing clever with the sweetener or like that.
Always hot.
Always boiling hot. Got to be. But almost too hot to drink.
Put your headphones on there for a second, Louis Tomlinson, because this is Farmer Dan, who calls our radio show in the morning, and he has a different take on tea. Listen to this.
Louis, what's going on? It's Farmer Dan from Morganton. Down here in the South, we take our tea pretty seriously. It's a big deal. So it's probably a little different than your tea up in London. But we like ours really sweet. So I'm just curious how you like yours, if you like yours sweet or unsweet.
Oh.
If you had a pick between sweet and unsweet, Farmer Dan must know.
Super simple. No sweet. Tea shouldn't be sweet as far as I'm concerned. But listen.
Would you drink it cold?
No.
So it has to be hot.
Yeah, it has to be
hot.
Man,
I wish we had some Bojangles in here right now.
Yeah.
just let you taste test.
I'm from up north, and I like unsweetened tea, too. And when I first moved to the South, you would have thought I had three heads asking for unsweetened tea.
Yeah, they would have given you sugar packets, not knowing, understanding like, what you're trying to accomplish.
Do you want, like, Splenda on the side or sugar? I'm like, nope, just unsweetened tea.
Yeah.
When you hit the road, when you toured back in the day, I'm sure there's going to be a tour at some point.
Yeah.
It's on
sale already next year.
Oh, beautiful.
That's a little alley-oop there. Thanks for that. Yeah.
You got it, buddy. Passing dimes all day.
Yeah.
Louis Tomlinson, what is it that you have to have in your dressing room?
Well, I'm not going to lie. As the years have gone on, people have always asked me, you know, they call it a rider, don't they? What you having on your rider? And I've never really got too creative with it. Like, I need to kind of push the boat out, test what, you know.
That's how you know you're a major star, is when you can have the stupidest things back there.
Only the red M&Ms.
Exactly, yeah. Things like that. I do kind of want to try it, but the only kind of thing that's in my dressing room is tea, a little bit of drink, some chocolate. Like, it's all pretty standard, to be honest, that's it.
Yeah.
So I feel like Gomez this is probably my most boring conversation. I've covered tea. I've covered chocolate in my dressing room. There's more still to come from me if you're listening, mate.
No, this is big for us down here in the South. And by the way, Gomez had gum, and I said, well, you blow bubbles, it gets all over your face. That's not good, you know? And she was sitting there blowing bubbles when we were doing the... By the way, that's not good for an interview either, chewing gum. Hats off for not doing that. Yeah. Yeah. But it's interesting what you guys have back there.
Yeah, some people have crazy... I've heard... I don't know who it is, but I heard someone has a specific coloured carpet on their rider.
Really?
Everywhere they go, they have to have the same thing.
Okay.
What happens when they get tired of that colour?
All right, we're about to play something out of your Spotify playlist.
Nice.
It's Oasis. It's Rock and Roll Star.
Banger.
What, you love this one?
Yeah, got a little quick little story about it. I've always loved this song. It's probably my favourite Oasis song. I went to watch Liam Gallagher perform in London. It was amazing. There were these two, dare I say, proper nerds in front of me, like real suity, like geeky kind of guys. And this song came on, and they thought they were the most raucous, reckless people of all time. It was just amazing to watch it unfold. So,
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Yeah, a great song.
All right, here we go. Here's a little bit of Oasis Rock and Roll Star right off of Louis Tomlinson's Spotify list, you guys. Manny, Roy, and Loren, an exclusive sit-down with Louis here on Kiss 95.1.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All right, I can get into this. Yeah.
So when you hear this, you're like, that makes you think of your hometown. That just takes you back.
Yeah, but also it's like... Message is fucking cool as well.
There it is. I had to dump him. We can't use the F word. It's not the BBC.
What? Did it happen?
Yeah. What? He just said, yeah, it's okay. I dumped out of it, though. Okay. It's okay. Okay. It's okay.
Fine, mate. Stop sweating. Stop sweating.
Yeah, back to Liam. That's cleaner. No, that's awesome that you have a song that gives you that.
Definitely. Reminds me of home and loads of good nights.
Love it. Yeah.
And if the brothers from Oasis came up to you and said, hey, dude, the new album, Wall, is banging, we love it, would that mean everything to you?
I mean, yeah, that would be the shit. Like,
oh, my God!
Sorry.
Okay, maybe we should take a song.
Yeah, sorry.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We are the Manny, Roy, and the Ram Morning Show. AJ's letting us take over because it's something special happening right now.
Yeah, we're kind of doing an artist showcase. We're sitting down for an hour with Louis Tomlinson, of course, formerly of One Direction. Debut solo album, Walls, coming out January 31st, 2020. We already heard his first single, which was awesome. We made it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're about to play here in a little bit, Don't Let It Break Your Heart, exclusively here on Kiss 95.1. So thanks for coming by, dude. Thanks for doing this.
No worries, man. Thanks for having me. It's been a laugh.
Yeah. So, Louis, we on the show today, we kind of broke down this article where we found out that half of Americans, like one in two Americans, think that it's okay to go through somebody's toiletries in the bathroom and use their products.
Right.
Is there, like, are you on the for or against side?
I think I need a little bit more context on it because, you know what I mean? If it was a bit of... like a spray deodorant, I'm grabbing that and not even thinking twice.
Okay.
Like so before, you know what I mean? What is mine is yours. If in my bathroom you can help yourself to anything but my toothbrush and my razor.
So even if you have to like open drawers to find it, still all good?
Yeah. I'd say so.
Which means you're okay with people snooping.
As long as there's a reason behind it, like if they need to open this drawer to grab, I don't know, some shampoo or something, yeah, knock yourself out.
Let me tell you, I'm a snooper in the bathroom. I went to Loren's bathroom. She had the fancy soap. And I was like, I got to see what else is in here. I was like, we got to open these drawers
up.
I learned a lot about Roy this morning. I'm now locking cabinets. But in this article, it broke down and said that like people were okay with using somebody else's toothbrush, their razor, and then they did say deodorant, but I assume that that's like roll-on deodorant, because that was in the same category. Mm. And all those three things are very invasive to me.
Mm. Yeah, I can agree with that. I can agree with that, definitely. I think if push came shove and I really needed to use my best mate's toothbrush or my girlfriend's toothbrush, I'd just get on with it, really. I know it's
crazy. Yeah, you wouldn't even holler?
Eh?
You wouldn't even holler at them. Be like,
I tell them after. Oh. I tell them after. You know what I mean? So they can't do anything about it. Yeah.
See, I've used my husband's toothbrush before, and I don't tell him.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Nice. Smart. Well, now he knows. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Well, yeah.
Louis Tomlinson hanging out with Mani, Roy, and Loren. A little afternoon drive for you guys. By the way, we told Louis we can totally get into this. Cameron is in here for our midday bay. I think this is our new time slot. If you want to talk to AJ about it, that's okay.
Definitely.
I like this afternoon thing. Are you a late night guy?
Yeah, I'm not a morning person. I wouldn't be able to do your job and get up really early because I am really grumpy in the morning.
What time do you normally get up?
Depends on what my schedule is. Like, if I'm on tour, then I'm up late, you know what I mean? And then I'd like to wake up late as well, like midday to suit me nicely. But if I'm working, normally I get up about 10 or something like that. But still feels early for me, 10 a.m., you know?
Yeah.
I feel bad saying that in front of you guys.
Do you get a lot of your writing ideas, like, past midnight, on the other side of midnight? You get a lot of song ideas and stuff after that? Do you find yourself more creative?
Find more like early evening. That's probably my time, I reckon, in terms of being creative. So you're not exhausted by the end of the day. Also, for me, I've woke up, I've been up enough hours to actually be creative. So yeah, I'd say early evening, probably.
Okay.
Does it just randomly hit you, an idea?
Can do. You know, often you're in, you know, your environment or something that happens in your life can kind of force it, you know, or it might just be something as simple as looking at something that you see in the street that reminds you of something. And then if that does happen, I kind of just get on my phone. And for me as a writer, the easiest way to start being creative is just coming up with song titles. So just, you know, kind of feeling something in the moment and then trying to make 10 titles out of that one feeling, you know.
When you feel like you've got something really good, is there one person that you send it to or bat it off of?
I think all my friends and my girlfriend, they're all too nice. Because someone asked me recently, like, is there anyone like that'll... I was thinking, actually, I've never sent a song to someone and they've not gone, that's brilliant, you know what I mean? When in reality, they're not all brilliant, you know what I mean? There will be a bad one in there. So I think I need to be more selective with who I ask.
You should work here. Yeah. Our bosses.
We'll
come out of here from this and I'll be like, wow, what an amazing hour. We'll be in our boss's office tomorrow going, what were you thinking? Why'd you say that? And I'll be like, no, it's spectacular. You get humbled here.
Nice.
Louis Tomlinson with Mani, Roy, and Loren. Walls, January 31st, 2020. I love that. I can't wait to hear it. Your fans, man, they are really into you. They know all about you. They know all about the album coming out. They all know all about the singles.
They were tweeting us asking if you're hydrated, so that's good.
They really care about your well-being.
Yeah, I got coffee and a water, so yes and no. Yeah.
Before you get out of here, will you mind talking and will you say hi to some people if we have them call in and answer a couple questions?
Yeah, maybe? Sounds good, definitely.
But listen, none of this, like we've already talked about the boring stuff. Y'all ask the good questions.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, let's really get down to it with Louis Tomlinson, 704-570-9595. People are listening to us all over the world right now, I imagine, which is amazing, too, not just in Charlotte.
We got tweets from Dubai.
Yeah. Nicole, don't let any of those people through. This is only for Charlotte and the surrounding areas.
And make sure it's good questions. We understand that we did a mediocre interview, so now it's up to the listeners to do the good stuff.
Yeah, we expect you guys to pick up the slack.
Yeah.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1 and the Mani, Roy, and the Loren Morning Show on your afternoon drive home. Thanks to AJ for letting us kind of take over the radio airwaves because we have superstar Louis Tomlinson here in the studio with us.
Hello.
Doing this sit down hour long, getting to know you, talking about what's going on in your life. We're going to be playing your, we've already played your music, but we're going to continue playing your music. We got Don't Let It Break Your Heart coming up just minutes away. No one should change the radio for that.
Couple people are on hold that want to talk to you.
Amazing.
You want to say hi to somebody?
Let's do it.
All right. This is Annalise in Monroe. Good morning, Anna. Good morning. Good afternoon, Annalise.
It is dark out.
Hi. I was just wondering, Louis, I love you. I just wanted to know, is there anything you miss about touring and is there anything you would do differently?
Well, I miss loads about touring. That's why I'm really excited to get on the road myself next year. In terms of doing anything differently, no, I don't want to get too philosophical on it, but I feel like all your mistakes, you know, they're relevant to where we are today. So, no, I'd say not, but I'm very, very excited for tour. Very excited.
Thanks, Annalise. Thanks for the call.
Cheers,
so, like, we'll do, like, the three of us will do the show, and then, like, afterwards we'll be like, oh, my gosh. Like, I wish I'll listen back to it. I go, I wish I said this, or I wish I didn't say that. Do you ever, like, go back to, like, tour footage or, like, when you got off stage, like, oh, man, my mic went out there. That really sucked.
I'm not going to lie. I'm pretty hard on myself. That first 10 minutes when I come off stage, I'm reviewing everything that's happened.
Really? That quick?
Yeah, yeah. And ooh. I normally need like half an hour, and then I'll kind of look back and go, yeah, I did a decent job, to be fair. But I am quite hard on myself, I think, yeah.
We have a running joke here on the morning show. We go, how was it? Was it bad?
It wasn't good.
Not good.
Yeah.
Let's see.
All right, let's talk with Sarah and Abby in Charlotte. Welcome to the Maine Roy and the Ray Morning Show.
Hi.
Hello. On with Louis Tomlinson. A little afternoon love here with the show and Kiss 95.1. What do you want to say?
What's an inside joke you have amongst your friends?
An inside joke? I'm not going to lie. I'm never really very good at these little anecdote stories. But inside joke with my friends. I've got a quick one for you. I got two of my friends to have a boxing fight with head guards on just for a ticket to another boxing fight. I'm not going to say this happens all the time, but that was the first thing that came to my head. So there you go, love. How are you doing? How are you doing? Anyway, you all right?
I let her go. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. What a knobhead.
He's quick on the trigger.
Gosh.
Should I review that tomorrow?
Yes.
How I shouldn't have done that.
That was one of those moments, Louis.
Absolutely. And I just got away with swearing and you didn't even notice.
You did?
Easy.
What'd you say?
Yeah, proper.
It's because you're feeding me shots. Abby and Charlotte, good morning.
Hi, good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I can't, it's
She's
so
corrected
hard for
you
me.
There, yeah.
So bad at this.
It's pretty rude.
All right, so my question is there a difference between performing in the United States and performing in Europe?
That's a good question, love. I suppose everywhere feels, slightly different in terms of kind of intensity of the crowd and all of that. The reason why I find it hard to answer is because I'm lucky, you know, from being in a band like One Direction and then still carrying, some of the fans over. I haven't really done a bad show ever, you know what I mean? The crowds are always so up for it and, like, there's so much, like, energy in the room.
More nudity in the U.S. or Europe?
Probably in the U.S., actually. Yay! Good question. Yeah, probably
too, U.S. Do you want to ask Abby anything before I let her go?
Good question. How are you doing, love? You all right?
Yeah, I just got out of work.
Oh, right. How was work? Decent?
It was work.
Okay. Was well, keep working hard, love, and I'll speak to you when I speak to you.
All right, thank you. Have a good
day. Love
you, love. Night.
All right. Oh, you were full of energy, weren't you?
You know, I'm looking at your tour next year. You're going to a lot of cool places here in America. You're going to Phoenix, Minneapolis, Chicago, Toronto. Well, that's not in America, Toronto.
Hey, these
right.
Shots.
Mr. Geography over here. No, you know what? The shots had nothing to do with that.
Pittsburgh. I can't wait to see you on tour. I absolutely cannot
wait. Yeah, man. I've said before, you know, I've spent a lot of time kind of crafting this album. And this is what I've been working towards, really, those tour shows and being able to feel what my music means to some of these people, you know what I mean? Being able to see the reaction, gauge the reaction and all that, and actually see them feel it. Yeah, it's exciting.
I want to get into Don't Let It Break Your Heart.
Nice.
Tell me a little bit about this song. Tell us, Louis Tomlinson, here with Maney, Roy, and Loren. When did you write this? How long have you been sitting on this one?
This one about 6 months ago, eight months ago, something like that, around that kind of area. And it's conceptually, it's a song about hope and a song basically saying that if you keep seeing the glasses half full, eventually everything will be all right in the end, really. It's just a song musically I'm really proud of. Opens with a really nice electric guitar. And just in general, one of my proudest songs, to be fair.
Amazing. Okay, here we go. This is Louis Tomlinson's new song. It is called Don't Let It Break Your Heart from the new album Walls, which is going to be out January 31st of next year. It's an exclusive Maney, Roy, and Loren hanging out with Louis Tomlinson. We're going to come back and say goodbye to Louis, wrap up. But right now, you get Don't Let It Break Your Heart right here on Kiss 95.1.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's Kiss 95.1 with the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. That was a big debut. Right here with the Maney, Roy, the Ray Morning Show on your afternoon drive.
And that music video just came out today.
Maybe like 5 hours ago, something like that, yeah.
Have you checked the downloads on YouTube yet?
I haven't actually, no.
Do you do it, or did you just have somebody tell you, like,
I used to.
Yay or nays?
I used to be a bit more invested in that stuff, but I think you could spend too much time looking at all that, so I think now I just, you know, just kind of get
100%.
What would even be, like, an expected number? You know what I'm saying?
That's true. But, and it's constantly evolving as well. Like, yeah, true.
Louis Tomlinson, we want to thank you for the last hour. It's been really, really cool.
Oh, thanks for having me. I've had a laugh.
It has. I said before we got here, like, I don't come back to the radio station for a lot. I had a paycheck here, and I just waited till the weekend was over. Like, I didn't even come back and get that. But we want to thank you for dropping by. The album is called Walls. Mm-hmm. It's out January 31st. How many songs are on it?
You're testing me now. 12. 12? 12. I'm getting the nod. 12.
How many did you have to, like, cut, like, did you get 20 and then get down to 12?
No, I'm talking, like, close to 100 songs.
Oh, my God.
In the last 3 years, you know, I've been writing. That was how I spent most of my time, to be honest. So I have a lot of songs, yeah.
Well, that was an amazing song. Both songs we heard today.
Thank you.
We're really cool. We made it, and Don't Let It Break Your Heart. And there's got to be something cool. I mean, you can get your songs on Spotify and iTunes now, and I can go to YouTube and listen to it over and over again. But there's got to be something cool to the fact that you can, when you hear it on the radio, it's kind of a sign that, like, you know,
it's official.
It's official. Yeah, yeah. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we grew up with that idea in our heads. And I think both as artists and as fans, especially as for first plays of a single, there is something special about it being on the radio. Because I think, you know, that feeling is almost nostalgic, which I think, you know, the serving that the other platforms don't quite have yet. And the nostalgia, I think, is what is the reason that, yeah, it's special.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming in, man.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Be back tomorrow morning at 5:15 for our pre-show meeting. Or
I'll see you there with some cucumber shots. Yeah, sounds good. Sounds good. My choice, not theirs. Yeah.
Louis Tomlinson, an amazing hour hanging
thank
out
you.
With you.
Thank you.
Here on KISS 95.1. Thanks a lot. All the best, dude.
And no worries. Thank you.
When you tour through, you come by and say hi again, okay?
Definitely.
All right.
Definitely
there
will
he
do.
Goes, you guys. Go check it out. Walls out 2020, January 31st.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.